All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. As promised, we're doing Spawn. I don't know about the max yet. If it doesn't happen this time, it's going to happen Sunday. Yeah, so I'll have that just for you guys later on. It'll probably be where I usually do the horror comics. We'll try to do it like that. But I definitely want to bring you the max. And, of course, I'll be doing it during the day when I'm full of energy. Instead of now, where I'm just gonna... we're just gonna see how it works. So I thank you guys for all your support. It's awesome. Let's get started. Alright. 85, July, 99. Endgame. Wow. Great art on this one, guys. Okay, let's get one thing straight. This is my story, not his. Little bastard had his chance and he blew it. Oh, woe is me. I miss my Wanda. Boo friggin' who, get over it. You made your deal, now live up to it. That's life. That's death. But not Al Simmons, no. Not Spawn. He had to try and prove that he was different. You know, like look at me. I'm the good soldier of hell. Whatever. Doesn't slice that way. You work for the devil, you do the devil's work. No escaping it. But he never learned. Take me, for example. Spawn thought he was a big hero when he iced me, doing society a favor. So maybe I had a thing about little kids. Big deal. Nobody's perfect. I still remember the look on his smug, maggoty face, but I'm back now. No, you don't get rid of Billy Kincaid that easily. And I'm stronger now, too. And best of all, I ain't even in my own body, so I can't get hurt. The one I'm wearing now is a good one. Belongs to a cop named Rafferty. Dumb, naive, optimistic. But it's young and it's strong. Plus, I always did like a nice uniform. Anyway, old Spawny is about to get some serious schooling. Clang! Stick around. This is gonna get real good, I promise you. Funny thing about harvesting souls. Every one of them tastes different. You wouldn't think so, but it's true. Come on, kiddies, it's killing time! Some are sweet and kind of cinnamony. Others are kind of tart and piquant. But everyone's a little different. Me, I like the innocent ones best. Always have. He's out there right now, watching. I can feel his sick green eyes burning holes in the back of my neck. He's tensed up like a rattlesnake. Waiting for me to make my move while I wait for him. Circling each other, a pair of wild dogs sizing each other up. He's scared. He's trying to hide it, but I can smell the fear. So strong you can smell it over the rotting garbage of these alleys. The dark, deep fear of someone who knows that no matter what, they just can't win. That's right, Spawn. You're going to lose, buddy. In the end, you're going to lose everything you hold dear. Mark my words. The Fitzgerald residence. Wait, slow down. What is this all about? I'm afraid there's no time for explanations. We have reason to believe that you and your family are in grave danger. Let's just leave it at that. No, I won't just leave it at that. You can't just come bang on our door in the middle of the night and tell us we have to leave, all because of some vague and unspecified threat. I'm not going anywhere till I know what this is all about. I mean, geez, you're not even real cops. Terry, please, I assure you we have our reasons. I sent my own family away just a few hours ago. Come on, lady. We just don't want to take any chances. If we're wrong, I'll be happy to buy your whole family a big breakfast and we can all have a huge laugh, okay? Listen, man, between you and me, this has something to do with Al Simmons, doesn't it? Things look like they're going to get pretty rough for him. It'll be easier if he's not worrying about Wanda. Honey, I think maybe we better go, just to be on the safe side. Come on, let's go and get the kid. Fine, but I'm not happy about this. Cyan, baby, wake up. We're gonna take a little trip, okay? Honey? Cyan, what's wrong? I'm cold, Mommy. Why is it so cold? All right, then. Enough dicking around. Let's say we cut to the chase. He's coming. Yoo-hoo, Spawn, won't you come out and play? Lovely digs you got here, by the way. How about giving me the nickel tour? Stay here. Let him come to you. Nothing figured as much. Guess he's going to need a little convincing. Bam! Bam! Spawn, no, you're playing right into his hands! Kincaid! There you are. Sorry about capping your buddies, but I really do need your full attention. So how you want to do this, the hard way or the really hard way? Ah, jeez. Doesn't matter to me, Kincaid. One way or another, I'm going to send you back to hell where you belong. Ooh, scary. What do you think you're going to do, Spawny? Kill me twice? Heh. What the hell? He's making a run for it. You're not even real cops. Who does she think she is? Jeez, all I'm trying to do is save her life. I didn't think she was ever going to see reason. Women. I don't like this, sir. What's that? Officer Rafferty, he's third generation PD, green, less than a year on the force. He and his wife just had their first child. Sir, he has a son. So, what's your point? This Rafferty is a good man. I don't feel right about this at all. He's a good man with a soul-stealing, revenge-seeking ghost of a child killer inside him. It's not like we got a lot of options. I mean, I'm not thrilled about this neither. But we just gotta trust that Spawn and the old man know what they're doing. In any case, if we don't get to those alleys pronto, the whole issue's gonna be pretty moot. Hang on. Moot. What? Moot, sir. Not mute. Moot. Huh? Never mind, sir. Where are you, Spawn? Do I have to pop a few more of your pals to get your attention? Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've got the whole night to kill. Spawn?
Here. This is where it ends, Kincaid.
No, Spawn, this is where it begins. Because once you're out of the way, the real fun starts, things you can't even imagine. So what do you say? Ready?
You bet, Billy boy. Come on, give me your best shot.
You got it, bud. Bam! Arrgh! Hell, man, look at you. You're bleeding. What's that about, huh? Spawny? Used up all your power chips, did ya? Don't worry. I'll make this quick and be on my way.
You're not going anywhere. Welcome to the dead zone, Billy. This part of the alley borders directly on heaven. None of hell's children have any power here. You got it, Billy? Excuse me. You get it, Billy? You're now stuck inside that body. And believe me, when I tell you, you're not getting out alive. This is where it ends, Billy. You and me. Man to man. Ah! Keep the circle tight, boys. Whatever you do, don't let them out. And don't let Billy touch you.
What's the matter, Kincaid? Not used to fighting your own battles? Damn, he's strong. I'll give him that. Even wounded with no powers, he still has Simmons' training and combat skill. But this body is pretty strong, too. And even younger. And best of all, it ain't mine, so I ain't much worried about damaging it. Told you this was gonna get good.
Go! Go! Come on, Al! Hang tough, man! That's right, school that fool! Shake it off, man. Shake it off. Keep your left up. Your left. It's all you, babe. It's all you.
This is pretty fun, man. I never knew you liked it so rough.
Shut the fuck up!
Okay, I admit things are looking pretty bad for me. And listen to those a-holes cheering him on. Hell, I bet you're cheering for him too. Yeah, well, screw you. I ain't gonna go down like this. No, sir. Not by a long shot.
What's going on? Why is that guy shaking? What's wrong with him? His eyes, man. Look at his eyes.
Huh? What? What the hell? Where am I? Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who are you people?
Rafferty? Whoop.
I told you before. This is my story. Not his. Psych! What am I, an idiot? You think I don't know about the dead zone? I swear, Simmons. The thing I hate most about you, aside from that time you jammed an ice cream scooper in my spleen, is you're so goddamn unoriginal. You actually think you have free will? Urgh! You think you matter? Ha! Huh. You're a joke. There was only ever one way this could end. You never had any choice. You haven't done one thing since you've been back that wasn't exactly what hell wanted you to do. You think I'd even be here now claiming all those souls if you hadn't killed me in the first place? Ain't gonna stop there, neither. First, I've gotta take down those two idiot ex-cops plus the skinny one's wife and his kids. Don't worry, I will find them. And then all your alley rat friends. Then who knows, maybe I'll go after the Senate. Hell, they're all halfway in our pocket anyway. But say, can you guess what I'm saving for dessert? Huh? That's right, sweet little Wanda Poo. Haven't quite figured out what I'll do to her. Maybe I'll jump inside Terry, make him do really bad things to his wife. You can picture it, can't you? Me and Wanda. Oh man, it's gonna be sweet. 31 flavors of fun! Bang! It's gonna be... bang? So... sweet. Uh-oh. How? Who shot Cog? No. Twitch? Oh god, I had to. I couldn't take the chance. I thought, dear god, I just killed an innocent man. He had a wife, a kid. What have I done? He's gone. Kincaid is gone. I can sense it. He's gone from the earthly plane. Twitch. I can't look at him. No mark. Not like the others. Excuse me, no mark, not like the others. Rafferty didn't go to hell. Let's face it. Poor sucker was good as doomed once Kincaid got a hold of him. At least you saved him from damnation. I mean, I don't know if it makes you feel any better. No. No, it doesn't, actually. Yeah, me neither. Epilogue. According to legend, the Trojan War began when Paris carried off this daughter of Zeus and Leda, the most beautiful woman in all of Greece. Helen. Who is Helen? Who is Aphrodite? Oh, I'm so sorry. We were looking for Helen. Helen of Troy. Idiot. Daddy! Hey, Munchkin, where'd you come from? They're playing. We wanted to misprize you. Really? Well, you most certainly did. This is the most wonderful misprize I can imagine. I wasn't expecting you back. Expecting you back so soon. Hello, Helen. Helen? Come here. I'm so sorry, babe. You don't know what I've been through. But I did it all for you, honey. You and the kids. I thought I lost you. Shh. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Not now. Not ever. What I did, I did what I had to. Can you understand? I'd rather lose my soul than lose you, baby. You're a good man, Twitch Williams. Remember that. You're a good man. I know, honey, and that's all I need to know. Okay? The end. 86. August 99. Abdication. Worm food. In the end, that's all we amount to, isn't it? Doesn't matter if you were good or bad, or just plain unlucky. In the end, you're just another cold slab of meat. Dead and gone and soon to be forgotten. One way or another, sooner or later, everything dies. Everything. Except me. Kincaid was right, wasn't he? Everything I do only makes matters worse. Everything I try only makes the devil stronger. That's the real truth, isn't it? Of course not. You can't believe that it was a bluff, a ploy. Billy was just trying to keep you off balance. Oh, excuse me, guys. Wrong voice. Of course not. You can't believe that. It wasn't a bluff, a ploy. Billy was just trying to keep you off balance, preying on your own self-doubt in an effort to control you. Funny. I was just thinking I could say the same thing about you. People died, Cog, because of me. There's no getting around that.
There are more souls in hell tonight because of me. Every war has casualties, Spawn. You were a soldier. You should understand that, but you must keep your eye on the big picture. You know, old man, the more I see of your big picture, the less I like it. Go. Leave me alone. All the words in the world won't change what I've done. Look at you, you goddamn... Ooh, excuse me. Look at you, you goddamn pussy. Pathetic. Don't you think it's about time you got off your frickin' ass and did something? Damn. Major Payne just walked in. You? Who do you think you are? Don't play me like that, buddy. You know who I am. What kind of game is this? Is this Malbolge's latest trick? No trick, believe me. It's time you and me had a heart-to-heart, pal. Come on. Follow me. Where are we? Nowhere. I would have thought you'd recognize it. Just a little further. Got something I want to show you. Okay, soldier. Quiz time. Whose grave is this? Mine. Womp. Wrong. It's mine. And to be perfectly honest, I'm sick to death of you pissing all over it. You're not me, get it? You're not Al Simmons. Maybe you were once, but that was a long time ago. Time to bury the past, bud. Sooner or later, everything dies. Even me. Ugh. This is a lie. A trick. Oh yeah? Then why are you shaking? You're scared of the truth, man. Afraid to deal with the real. That's why you let that old man boss you around, ain't it? So you don't have to feel responsible. It makes me sick to look at you. I was a proud man. A man of action. But you, what a waste. You don't understand. What? That you're trying to find your true path? That you're doing the best you can? Problem is, your best ain't all it's cracked up to be, is it? Oh yeah, buddy. I know all about your best. Oh, excuse me. That's not, wrong voice. Oh yeah, buddy. I know all about your best. Look at the world of hell you brought down on all those poor folk in the alleys. How many innocent people were left dead in your wake while you were trying to work out your identity issues? Yeah, remember the emo Spawn era? I'm sure they'd feel better if they knew it was all part of your own personal growth program. Let's face it, can you think of one life you touched that hasn't reaped a whirlwind of crap because of you? One battle you've won that hasn't blown up in your face somehow? Hell, you even dragged Wanda and her poor little kid into your cesspool of a life. Of course, I guess it's easier to hide in the past, moping like frickin' Hamlet in the alleys. But being a good soldier isn't about doing what's easy. There was a time you knew that. So what do I do? That's your problem. But maybe you can start by being your own man. Pick a side already. Or hell, quit. Who says you have to play their reindeer games anyway? Attack, retreat, regroup, and reevaluate. Anything but surrender. Anything but what you're doing. Look at those chains, you're a slave. Not just to circumstance, but to the past. Time to let go. But what do I do about... What about Wanda? You still don't get it. Wanda was my woman, not yours. It's me she misses, bud. Me she dreams about late at night when Terry doesn't come home. Not you. Just the thought of you makes her skin crawl. Hell, can you blame her? How can someone like her... Shut up! Shut your damn mouth! What's the matter, Slick? Truth hurt? Ugh! I'll show you hurt! I don't care who you are. Whether you're some devil, or some bad dream, or the goddamn ghost of Christmas past. I'll make you sorry you were ever... I'll... Go on. Finish it. Destroy me. I can't. But... You don't have to. Don't you see? It's the only way for both of us. And then he says, but, Lieutenant, that's an order. Forgive me. Rest easy, soldier. What have I done? You were right. I'm sorry. Wherever you are now, I hope you're at peace. God knows you've earned it. Goodbye. Wow. Everyone, listen up. I want everybody out of the alleys immediately. What is he talking about, huh? Take what you want, but get out now. I'm only going to tell you once and I won't be responsible for those who lag behind. Out of the alleys? Why? I said move! Now! Sling! Spawn, buddy, wait up. What are you doing? Cleaning house. Something I should have done long ago. Cleaning house, huh? What's the gag? I don't get it. You don't need to get it. Just get out! But where am I supposed to go? That's not my problem. Come on, Al, it's me, Bobby. Just tell me what's going on, okay, Al? Al? Al Simmons is dead. Never speak that name again. I am Spawn! Crash! Wham! Phew! Spawn, what are you doing? Taking matters into my own hands. I refuse to be a pawn in someone else's game! Foosh! From now on, the only rules will be mine. Enough! I demand you stop this nonsense at once! You're not thinking clearly. Don't you understand what's at stake? Unhand me, old man! You are in no position to demand anything! Better get out while you still can! Damn you, Spawn! What in hell do you think you're doing? Doing? Isn't it obvious? I quit! Wow. What a hell of a cliffhanger. Honestly, I'm kind of glad they made this issue, because the whole emo arc of Spawn I didn't think was really good. And to have Al Simmons meet Spawn and say, hey, stop being a fucking loser for once and actually, you know, pick a... He's saying you don't even have to pick a side. You don't have to play their games. I mean, they killed Kincaid. They had this encounter happen. So yeah, things are starting to go into a new era for Spawn, I guess, as he was moving into the 2000s. I don't know if that's a good era or a bad era. But I was told by a friend of mine who'd read all the comics, he started reading the comics way before I did, and he said that after 100, it's really not that great. It's like, you read the first 100, you're pretty much good with the series. We will continue to cover them, but yeah, I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if he started, you know, reading and things got really stupid, but if they do get kind of silly, I'll check the views, and if the views aren't looking good, we'll move on to another comic, probably Witchblade or something like that. The Darkness, I thought about doing that. There's a bunch, really. I mean, we can't do Spawn forever, right? And there is a limit. Hadn't announced this formally yet, but we won't do any comics without personal permission that are under 10 years old. So anything that's been released, I believe, 2014, 2015? Anything newer than 2015, we can't cover. Obviously, if it's remasters, some of them are released a little later, that's fine. But new issues that are still, I guess you could say, in circulation, even though one could say that, you know, past 2015, comics weren't doing so well anyway. I mean, that's unfortunate. But we want to give them time to get some sales, right? I mean, even though you can buy just
all kinds of bundles of comics these days, and it's just a very different kind of market than it ever has been. But we want to give those print issues time to get a sale, right? We want people to buy the print issues and paperbacks and hardcovers and all that kind of thing. So, basically, guys, yeah, anything that came out after, I think it's either 2014, 2015, something like that, we won't be covering here. But that leaves a lot of comics. So when we start getting up to that point to where we're in like 2015, yeah, we're going to stop. There might be a few that I did in the past that may have been those years, but yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to kind of stick with the older comics unless we get a personal ask and somebody's like, hey, can you cover our comic? We'd like you to put it on here. Then we'll do that. But other than that, no, we're sticking to the older ones. So it has to be older than a decade. And I think that's fair. I don't think any publishers or anybody else is going to have a problem with comics older than a decade. So, all right, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with another great comic. Remember, I'm going to be doing the Max, but I don't think I'm going to do it right now. If it does pop on here, then it happened. But if it doesn't, then you'll see it on Tuesday. Well, no, you won't see it Tuesday. You'll see it Sunday. No. You'll see it on Monday. That's when you'll see it. Because, of course, I'll be recording on Sunday. So it would go up Sunday, probably the best time would be Monday morning. But I don't know. I'm thinking I am going to go ahead and do it. We'll check it out. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you next time.